education.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we don't. Thanks so much, Mr. Mayeroff, for joining us today.
You're welcome, Dave.
Bye-bye. Gene Mayeroff of the Carnegie Foundation there. We'll move in other directions, talk about the GM cutbacks and a few other related things in a moment here on WXYT.
WXYT exclusive three-day weather watch for the Detroit area calls for windy and cold today. There'll be times of clouds and sunshine and also a few snow flurries, high temperature 25. Mainly clear and very cold tonight, low 4 in outlying areas and 10 in the city. For tomorrow, plenty of sunshine but still cold, high 25 to 30. And on Friday, increasing cloudiness, high 35 to 40. Recapping, windy and cold this afternoon with some sunshine and a few flurries, high 25. I'm meteorologist Jim Kander with the WXYT Nonstop Weather Watch.
All right, Jim, I appreciate your candor. Get it? Get it, Jim Kander. Appreciate your candor. Currently 26 degrees in Detroit and 25 at our studios in Southfield. Now for a look at area roads, here's the always candid, sometimes brutally candid, Sam Thomas at the WXYT Traffic Center. Sam?
David, picked up a problem now on the outbound Lodge Freeway, northbound M10, south of the Davison. Watch for a stalled car partially blocking the left lane in Dearborn, Outer Drive at Raymond. That's west of the Southfield Freeway. An accident there, Dearborn Police en route to that. Dry roads, good driving conditions around here, but if you're heading to Port Huron, they've received 4 to 6 inches of snow, and it's still coming down there. So if you're heading up to Port Huron along I-94, expect some slippery driving conditions. This is Traffic Update, sponsored by Gold Star Electronics, quality audio and video products, microwave ovens and appliances, advanced technology that's user-friendlier. Gold Star Electronics, products designed with you in mind, available at Fretter. Sam Thomas, WXYT Traffic Update.
You're minding your own business, not bothering a soul, when all at once, in a great flash of realization, you look at your watch, you scramble for the calendar, and you unroll your unmarked gift list. A list as pure and unscathed as the day in October when you created it. Yes, you've done it again. You've waited until the 11th hour, the final waning days, the lightning round of holiday shopping. You loathe and detest the stigma of the last-minute shopper. You cringe at the thought of scurrying through the grub-and-gas convenience store for a ceramic llama that sprouts green Don King-like hair. So where did the time go? Frankly, we don't know. But we do know where you should go to avoid this unfolding, unwrapping humiliation. Hudson's Nick of Time sale this Thursday. Store-wide savings for one precious day only. Now, Thursday, December 19th, may not be your last chance to shop, but it's definitely your last best chance to shop and save on the really great stuff. What a difference a day at Hudson's can make. Thursday only.
For you power users, want the maximum in computer power? Nova Computer carries the top of the line in PCs. Take a look at the Nova 486 line. Nova Computer offers both the 486-25 and the 486-33, ideal for your CAD needs. For super fast power, these systems feature the 804-86 microprocessor with tower case, 4 meg RAM, 64K cache expandable to 256K, 5.25 and 3.5-inch floppy drives, 14-inch VGA multi-sync color monitor with 0.28 dot pitch, DOS 5.0 and PC Tutor, full one-year warranty, and much more, all for just $24.95. If even more speed is what you're after, step up to the Nova 486 33 megahertz system for just $300 more. Stop in for a free demonstration and talk with Nova's highly trained and authorized staff, specializing in AutoCAD, Novell networking, desktop publishing solutions, and more. You'll see why others call Nova Computer a top-notch, first-class computer store. On John R. between 13 and 14 Mile, or call 588-4770. 588-4770.
ABC Warehouse presents Ridley and the Chief.
Chief, I got this great idea.
Ridley, I haven't seen you this agitated since you fell into a washer.
Let's close a bunch of our stores.
What?
Yeah! That Highland guy's been bragging that they sell more than we do at ABC Warehouse.
Ridley.
Well, Highland closed more than 50 stores and let hundreds of workers go.
So?
So closing stores must be great for business.
Ridley, ABC Warehouse didn't become number one by closing stores.
Yeah, but you see, if
Ridley, we keep opening new ones like Canton, Traverse City, Farmington Hills.
But
people know that ABC saves the more on appliances, TVs, and stereos.
But what if it's true that the more stores you close, the better it is for business?
Well, Ridley, if that Highland guy thinks closing stores is good for business...
Yeah, Chief?
You never know when he might close some more of them.
ABC Warehouse. It's the closest thing to wholesale.
Now at ABC, get a Sharp electronic organizer with 32K of RAM, just $79.99. Hurry, sale ends soon.
Hi, this is Renata Rose from the Traffic Department. Make the season ring with joy and laughter from all of us at News Talk Radio 1270 WXYT.
WXYT News Talk Time is 3:39. Having dropped the first shoe a week or two ago, Bob Stemple, the chairman of General Motors, dropped the other one today, and I guess you have to say he went deeper than some of the grim forecasts even had it. Quoting from a wire service account, by the way, the number to comment on what's going on at GM is 559-1270 and 424-TALK for first-time callers.